Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 115 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about a really sad thing that happened with my computer. We're going to talk about something that I have coming up this weekend. We're going to talk about Melanie's new devotional book for young girls called Fearless Faith. And we're going to talk about a little bit of a fall fashion forecast. So all kinds of big fun in store. Before we get to that though, I want to talk to y'all for just a minute about Prep Dish. Prep Dish is a healthy subscription-based meal planning service. Y'all know it's about to get so busy around everybody's houses as all the activities that go along with fall pick up, no matter if you live alone or you have kids or you're an empty nester. We're still always so much more on the go in fall and all the activities that that brings. When you sign up for Prep Dish, you'll receive an email every week with a grocery list and instructions for prepping your meals ahead of time. And after a few hours of prepping on the weekend, you'll have all of your meals ready for the entire week. You'll save time and you'll have amazingly delicious meals like Cajun turkey burgers with sweet potatoes or chimichurri flank steak with quinoa and roasted carrots. Here's the best part. The founder of Prep Dish, Allison, is offering our listeners a free 2-week trial to try it out. You cannot beat that. So check out prepdish.com/bigboo for this amazing deal. Again, that's prepdish.com/bigboo for your first 2 weeks free. Y'all are going to love this. It is a no-brainer. Alrighty, we are so happy that you're here. We're so happy to be back with y'all. It's been a couple of weeks. And we hope you enjoy episode 115. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And a lot has happened.
A lot has happened. It's been a long time since we podcast.
I know. It has been a long time. I got an email today from one of the people who advertise on our podcast. They were like, hey, I was just looking to see if the such and such ad that was scheduled for the 5th. And I was like, hey. I said, well, here's the thing. Our end of summer back to school has sort of interfered with our schedules.
Yes. But here's the good news. August 10th to 15-ish is really the new August 5th.
Okay.
That's what everybody says. It's what everybody's saying.
Yeah. I'll be sure to maybe send another reply and just say, by the way, here's what I heard.
Yeah, exactly. Well, in corporate America, I feel like really understands, like, hey, we're just two moms trying to keep it together over here.
Hey, there was one ad last month that I didn't do. Like, I missed it. And they were very kind and rescheduled it for October. But I was just like, oh, I missed that somehow. I sure did.
Well, I mean, I feel like the hallmark of this entire podcast has always been its utmost in professionality, as Jordan from The Bachelor would say.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
We're known for our professionality. Mm-hmm. But you've gone back to school.
Kind of.
You're back in the real world. Jackie Gordon has left the building.
You have texted me twice in the last week and said, is Jackie Gordon up? And I have not been.
I know. It's made me so sad.
I know. You know, my favorite thing is to be up late.
I know.
But like last night, I got in the bed at 9:15. I was wiped out. So we started back. We started back with meetings on Tuesday. And then this weekend, well, actually tomorrow, I'm leaving. We have senior retreat. We're doing that out of town with our seniors.
Okay.
And
all boys and girls.
Boys and girls. So the girls will be in one it's called a sleeping cabin or something. And then the guys will be in another one. And back in the spring, when we started to plan it, the guy on our staff who sort of handles all that stuff, he called the camp and he said, so do y'all have an on-staff kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you have an on-site kitchen staff? And they said, no, we don't have kitchen staff in August, which in retrospect should have been a red flag.
Yes.
In retrospect.
Yes. Yes.
So anyway, so he was telling my friend Heather about this. And so Heather said, oh, Sophie and I can cook, which I do like to do that kind of thing. You know, mm-hmm. I love to cook for like, I used to do it at church all the time before I started writing. Mm-hmm. I love to cook for a big group.
Yes.
And so he said, well, you know what? He said, there's a cook's cabin that's air conditioned.
Oh.
All the other things are not air conditioned. And he was like, so if y'all cook, you can stay in the cook's cabin. Well, you know, you can bribe me to do a lot with air conditioning as a promise. Yeah. I mean, you really, so I thought, oh, that'll be great fun. So we'll get to cook and we'll get to plan a menu for, you know, all those people and all that kind of stuff. I found out today, and we went to Costco and did a run of like non-perishable stuff we need. Then I went to Walmart and did another run of non-perishable stuff we need. But this morning I called the camp and just said, okay, I just want to make sure, like, you know, that y'all have this and you have this and you have this. And so, and I kind of said, just sort of incidentally, so the kitchen's air conditioned, right?
Oh, I'm so afraid. I want to go hide. I want to crawl under the bed right now because I feel like I know what you're about to tell me.
And she said, no, ma'am. She said that nothing is air conditioned except for the cook's cabin and just a couple of other, you know, smaller cabins. And when I tell you that, she said there are screens on the windows.
Oh, well, I mean, well, she should well, mention everything. I mean, why did we even invent air conditioning for Birmingham, Alabama in the summer if you can have screens on the window?
For sure. For sure. Now, we are going to be, in the Tennessee, so we're not going to be here.
Oh,
so we are going to a slightly more elevated place. I don't believe it's 30 degrees cooler there, however.
No, I do not.
Which is kind of what I would require.
It's not a cabin in Maine, is what you're telling me.
No. So I sat there for a second and I was like, well, okay. All right. But I said, do y'all have a walk-in cooler? And she said, we do. And I honestly thought, so I'm going to find whatever table is not nailed down.
Mm-hmm.
I will probably take my own cutting board because I'm weird about that kind of stuff. And I thought I'll just move me a table into the walk-in cooler and I'll just chop things in there. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take a tower fan, but like David had even asked me a couple of nights ago, he said, is the kitchen air conditioned? And I went, oh yeah, for sure.
For sure kitchen, it is.
Would not have an unair-conditioned kitchen. So I texted him, of course, in all capital letters, the kitchen is not air-conditioned. And he said, I had a feeling.
Oh, no. But the cook's cabin is. But the question is, it's not air-conditioned enough to make up for the fact that you will have to cook in a kitchen that is not air-conditioned.
Well, I feel like, I don't know. I told Brian, our guy who's in charge of all our discipleship, I told him today, I said, let me tell you something. If I were in my 20s, mm-hmm. I would invent a virus right now so fast it would make your head spin.
Oh, absolutely. I would become
very ill with the virus. I wouldn't care if it left you in the lurch because all I would be worried about is the fact that I did not want to go cook in unair-conditioned conditions.
Mm-mm.
I said, you were fortunate that at this point I'm in my 40s and I like to keep my word.
But you're like, why am I? I mean, you're going to be like Wilma Flintstone. I mean, it's like the dawn of civilization. Oh, no. Mm. So what are y'all cooking? So here's what I want to know. Is this three meals a day?
Well, okay. So no.
Okay.
Not really. I mean, well, one day. So we're going to go up tomorrow. There's a whole system. We're going to stop in Chattanooga to go to the Costco there to get all our meat because that way we'll be close enough to the cabin at that point that we won't have to worry about a bunch of refrigeration concerns.
Okay.
So we're going to stop. We'll get meat in Chattanooga and then we'll go on up and then the kids won't be there until Saturday night. So we'll have tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night to kind of prep everything without anybody there.
Okay.
And get everything sort of organized. So then on Saturday, the kids are leaving here and they're going whitewater rafting.
And then they'll be at camp Saturday night and we'll feed them Saturday night. It's Saturday night. We're doing lasagna.
Okay. That's always a good crowd pleaser. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's an easy thing to kind of prep ahead of time. So I just went to Walmart a little bit ago and bought so many noodles. So we're doing lasagna and salad and bread. And then the next day we'll do that Sunday is the day we do breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Okay.
So we're doing a breakfast casserole that Heather makes. We're doing a hash brown casserole that Heather makes. We're doing fruit and we're going to do biscuits. So we're going to do a big breakfast.
Okay.
And then at lunch, we're going to cook Boston butts. I guess we'll do that probably on Friday. We're going to cook Boston butts and have barbecue and buns and chips and that kind of stuff.
Okay. Okay.
And then Saturday night, we're doing like a Mexican dinner. So we're going to do chicken and beef and have tortilla chips and tortillas and salsa and like just stuff where they can kind of, we're going to do rice and they can make a bowl or, you know, they can whatever.
Okay.
And then Monday, is that right? Yeah. Then Monday we will put out a bunch of Pop-Tarts and things that do not have to be cooked because we've got to get on back because school starts on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, all I can say is Godspeed to you, my friend.
Thank you.
And we'll be anxious to hear. Hopefully we'll talk to you again someday and you don't actually die. That's
I know. Just know that I've loved you all. I have loved you all. So I think it'll be fine. Here's the thing.
I'm going to put that on your tombstone. She said, I think it will be fine.
I think it will be fine. Every time, even this week, as we've been trying to go back over, we planned the menu a couple of weeks ago, and then I made a grocery list, and then we've kind of tweaked it as the week has gone on. And every time we kind of panic, I just say, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
It's going to be so fine.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, it'll be about, we have 150 kids in a class and so, but not everybody can go. So between kids and chaperones, though, it'll be about 150 people. So.
Wow. That's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people. But my point, like to have that many kids, like they really are, who is more appreciative of a good meal, you know, than teenagers, something that they love. Like even today, there were some boys helping me unload my car. And they were like, oh, you got the Mateo salsa.
Yeah.
Like
So
it'll be fun. It's just, it's going to be hot.
Yeah, it is going to be hot. It is going to be hot, but at least you'll get to sleep in that cook's cabin.
Yes, with some air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I mean, that's, if we're looking for the silver lining, it is that.
Wow. Okay. Well, I appreciate that you're looking. I feel like it's been a lot of, you know what this reminds me of, to bring this around to, are you caught up on The Real Housewives of New York right now?
I haven't watched, there was one last night,
I think.
I haven't seen it, but I've seen the rest of them.
This will not ruin it for you, but you know, as you know, as a lot of you probably don't know, but as Sophie knows, they were on that terrible vacation in Cartagena. Columbia, which just looked horrendous. And they all left with like terrible cases. Like I'm going to say it came out last night that Sonia wore a diaper on the plane on the way home.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, I'm talking like Montezuma's Revenge, like times 100 apparently. And so they were all talking how terrible the trip was. They had this horrible experience where they all thought they were going to die on a ferry boat. Like really. And Tinsley kept telling Carol last night, it really was fine. It was all fine. It was all fine. And Carol finally said to her, I feel like this is your coping mechanism is for you to just continue to say, she said, because nothing about that was fine, but yet you keep insisting that it was fine. And that's a little bit how I feel about this cooking thing is what I'm saying. Fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or just some denial, just some denial. I keep going back in my mind when Mama and Daddy had their 50th wedding anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote about this in the first book, but when they had their 50th wedding anniversary and there were probably 60 people at their party and I cooked, but my sister-in-law Janie cooked and my friend Grant cooked. Like we cooked for 2.5 days, pretty much. So here's what I know. I'm about 15 years older, so I've got some, I feel like a little bit more experience. And I feel like the stuff we're doing in the grand scheme of things is pretty simple. So I think the only thing that will get old is we're going to have a lot of, we're going to have so many eggs. We're going to have to crack so many eggs, like to make brownies, to do the breakfast stuff. We're making lemon squares at some meal. It's just, we're going to have to crack a lot of eggs for the lasagna, you know, for the white cheese part. It's just, it's going to require a lot of eggs. So,
And there's no way to get around. I mean, there is no quick method. I mean, you just have to crack an egg the way you crack an egg.
I mean, I think you can buy those egg beaters or whatever, but you know, how I feel about, there are certain products for that, for whatever reason, rub me the wrong way, where I think, really, America, like this is where we, this is where we are. And so let's crack an egg. I mean, I think we can handle it, but it's going to be a lot of eggs. So,
okay. Well, I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you. It's going to be, it's going to be fine.
Yeah. It's all going to be fine. It's all going to be fine. Okay.
Is.
All right. Well, there you have it.
So, so that's this weekend. And then, you know, last weekend I had to go do a little, I had to do a little recovery.
Yes.
With the book.
Oh, I know. Listen, I can't tell you the last time that something like vicariously made me feel so sick to my stomach.
Well, you know what? Well, so, I mean, it wasn't funny at all, but I was telling somebody this week that it was really the sweetest thing was that my friends who were writers, I mean, the heartfelt texts that I got, I mean, the heartfelt text, I mean, I got one from you that made me cry. I mean, like, I got several that just made me so weepy and emotional with, like, I've never been the recipient really of any kind of locker room speech because I've never played a sport where there was a locker room, but I really feel like I got a couple of locker room speeches last Friday morning, like where you know, really the next logical thing was for me to find a beach and just run down it and like it with complete abandon, just truck it down that beach in slow motion because I had been so inspired. So,
I mean, it really is one of those things. I feel like the only thing you can liken it to, if you're not a writer and you don't know how hard it is to get those words to come in the first place, and then to know that you've lost them, it would really be like if you had gone in and let somebody take out your kidney because you thought you were giving it to somebody and then they were like, never mind. Like, never mind. And you're like, I've just like committed my whole entire being to this process.
Yes. Well, okay. And I probably should, because I know probably everybody does not do Instagram, but here's what happened. Last Wednesday night, I was working on a chapter for the new book, and I have struggled with this book. I mean, I have struggled with it. And so I really had to wring out what I had done up until that point. And so I was writing a chapter about my mama.
Yes.
And I had not sent a word of anything I had written to anybody, which is not like me at all. But I was so sort of unsure about it as I wrote. And so not sure where I was headed exactly, that I was like, I just need to kind of find my way a little bit before I let anybody read it. Because normally I send everything to you, to David, and to Lisa, our friend and agent.
Yes.
But I had not sent a vowel to anybody. Uh-huh. And so I had talked to Lisa earlier in the week, and I said, I'll tell you what, when I finish this chapter about mama, I'm going to put it all together and I'm going to send you all five chapters that I've written so far. And you can kind of take a look and see what you think and see what, you know, you see that I'm not and all that kind of stuff. And I was, no joke, I was probably 50 words from the end of that chapter about mama when I knocked over a very tall glass of Crystal Light lemonade, and it went all over my computer. And so, but I also had mama's prayer journal out. And so I was like, so I grabbed the prayer journal and then and set it down. And then I grabbed the computer and I had a towel right by me. And so I picked it up and I, you know, cleaned it up or whatever. And it was fine for about 15 minutes. And then the computer started acting wonky. Like my letters wouldn't work. And then I was like, oh, I better back it up. And then when I went to back it up, my power cord wouldn't connect. And my backup disk won't work if it's not connected to a power source.
Oh.
And so then I was like, I've got to email it all to myself super fast. And then it went, it didn't go black. It went blue. The screen just went blue. And so the Genius Bar couldn't do anything. And then I took it to another place and they said that the card was in water or in liquid and they couldn't pull anything off of it. And so I went to a hotel last weekend to,
and how did it go? How was that? I don't feel like I've really gotten a chance to talk to you. How did that process go overall? Like,
it was good. You know, it was good. Okay. I think the first thing I rewrote was the chapter about mama, cause it was the most recent. So I felt like it was the best one to start with. And so it took me a while, but I stayed Friday night and Saturday night.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I rewrote the introduction. I rewrote because I found the introduction on my Google Drive.
Oh, okay.
And like the very first draft of it that I had written back in the spring. And then I kind of tried as best I could to recall a chapter I had written about, well, it doesn't matter. But, and so I did that. And then I wrote another new chapter. And so I got about 13,000 words. I've been between 21 and 22.
Oh, yeah.
So I've gotten 13,000 back. I haven't worked on it at all this week, but here's what I will say. And this is not just me being Mary Sunshine. I think that, like, you know, I had wanted to write this book and I had wanted to call it Burn It All Down.
Yes.
And it was going to be like, and I wanted to just lay out some things about some things. And in retrospect, when I got in the hotel room and I started to write, after I got those three chapters done and then the introduction done, I told Lisa earlier this week, I said, I think my big lesson was that that's not my book.
Like, okay. Yeah.
As much as I thought that that's what I wanted to write, and I love the idea of writing it, I can't write from that place.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, maybe for a little bit, but I can't write from that place. No, so
that's not you. You're not really, it's your heart. Even though we both have our moments of cynicism, you are not a cynic. You're just not.
Yeah. And I didn't want to be cynical. Mm-hmm. I had kind of a whole idea about how it would work in the context of sort of how Jesus will address some things in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But in retrospect, that feels like a little bit of a long route to get to some place maybe I didn't need to be.
Yes.
So I'm not writing Burn It All Down anymore. I don't know what I'm writing, okay, but it's not that.
Okay.
It's not that. Okay. So I don't have a name. I don't have a title anymore. And that's, you know, for me, that's hard. I like a title.
Yes. I'm same.
But maybe that was, you know, in a way, I think that was the reason why the writing had been so hard. Maybe was because of that, just because I wasn't clear on where I was headed, but I had this preconceived notion of where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
And so I think the clarity of, like, okay, as much as I like to be Sassy McGee, as much as that 8 on the Enneagram, as much as that side of my personality likes to come out from time to time, I cannot write from that place consistently. And so, here's the big thing that happened in the hotel was I had the best time writing. Like, I had the best time writing.
Okay.
And that's the first time I can really say that about what I had been working on. So if nothing else, I felt like that was the huge win. Like, David and Alex came by to get me Sunday and we went to lunch and I was like, that was the way that I'm used to feel, like I'm accustomed to feeling when I write.
Yeah.
Which is like energized by it and enjoying it and all that kind of stuff. And I just wrote more heartfelt, fun stuff. And I had the best time with it. So it was a good redirect for me, even though my computer's fried. I don't really even feel like what I lost was a waste of time, because it helped me kind of get the ship
to
turned
get to
around
where you needed to go. Okay. Well, that, yeah. I think that's good. Yeah. I think that's good. So sometimes you just need things in life to get you going in a different direction.
Hey y'all, it's Sophie, all by myself in the middle of the podcast, because I want to tell you about a couple of things. Here's the first thing. I love it when I discover ways that make really pesky tasks or problems more simple, or enable me to do it in a way I never thought I could. Well, there is a company that I tried recently called Simple Contacts, and it is a total game changer for anyone who wears contact lenses. If you wear contacts, then you know how annoying it can be to have to get a prescription year after year just to be able to buy more contacts. Well, Simple Contacts is changing all of that by using technology to make renewing your prescription and buying contacts super simple. Here's how it works. Using your phone or your computer, you can take the Simple Contacts vision test in 5 minutes from literally anywhere, on your couch, in your office, even at the airport, if that's your deal. And then a real doctor reviews your test within 24 hours and writes you a new prescription, and boom, a fresh supply of brand new lenses is on the way to your door. So you don't have to make an appointment, you don't have to sit in a waiting room. Simple Contacts brings the doctor's office to wherever you are, whenever you need it. And if you have an unexpired prescription, you can just upload a photo of it or your doctor's info and then order your lenses in minutes for a great price. They do all the hard work for you. Several months ago, I took the Simple Contacts vision test right here in my office. And sure enough, within a day, I had a notification from their doctor that they had reviewed my test, and my contacts came right to my door. This is vision care for the 21st century. Simple Contacts offers every brand of lenses, and their prices are great. The prescription is just $20. The contact lens prices are so low, and shipping is free. Best of all, Big Boo listeners get $20 off their first Simple Contacts order. If you would like to save $20 on your contact lenses, just go to simplecontacts.com/bigboo or enter the code bigboo at checkout. I want to be sure to mention that this is not a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam. I have one of those in about 4 weeks, but this is the most convenient way to renew a prescription and reorder your contacts if your vision hasn't changed. Again, check out Simple Contacts and get $20 off your first order by going to simplecontacts.com/bigboo or just enter the code bigboo at checkout. Give it a try and thank me later. Okay, here's the second thing I want to tell you about, and that is Casper. Casper is a sleep brand that makes expertly designed products to help you get your best rest one night at a time. Casper products are cleverly designed to mimic human curves, providing supportive comfort for all kinds of bodies. After all, you spend 1/3 of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable. The experts at Casper work tirelessly to make a quality sleep surface that cradles your natural geometry in all the right places. And the breathable design, yes ma'am, the breathable design helps you sleep cool and regulates your body temperature throughout the night. With over 20,000 reviews and an average of 4.8 stars across Casper, Amazon, and Google, Casper is becoming the internet's favorite mattress. Even better, the prices are affordable because Casper cuts out the middleman and sells directly to you. Returns are hassle-free if you're not completely satisfied, and there's free shipping and returns in the US and Canada. You can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free Sleep On It trial. So, get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/bigboo and using the promo code bigboo at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. That's $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/bigboo and using the promo code bigboo at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. Alrighty, here we go with the rest of episode 115. So I lost a book. You had a book come out a couple of days ago.
I did.
And so this is Melanie's devotional book for younger girls, like tweens and teenagers.
Yes.
Called Fearless Faith. Fearless Faith. And a friend of mine actually asked me yesterday, she was like, what all did Melanie do for her book release? Did she just do like, and I said, well, I think she took her dogs out to run.
I went and bought some tampons at the store.
She bought some tampons?
Mm-hmm. Went and got some chocolate. And that was pretty much my day. So Gully did take me to lunch. That was, and I mean, but that literally was like, she texted me, I guess, Monday night. It came out Tuesday. She texted me Monday night and said, hey, let's go to lunch tomorrow for your new book. And I was like, oh yeah, I've got a book coming out tomorrow. That was really... And you had texted me a couple of times and you were like, let's podcast and we can talk about your new book. And every time it would be like, oh yeah, I've got like, it just, it never, it was so off my radar. And I don't, I think it's just, I mean, I am, if there is a thing as summering so hard, that is me currently. And it's about to all come to an end, which is really for the best for everybody involved. But it, I've just been so relaxed. And I've really needed, it's funny because I talked to you talking about your book. I talked to my editor this past week about my next book. And I told her, I said, I have needed this summer, like to feel like a human being again. Like, I think I underestimated, you know how sometimes you go through seasons in life and you don't know how much they took out of you until you're on the other side. And then you're like, oh, that's why I felt kind of tired and angry all the time. You know, like, and so that's why if somebody asked me like, can you, you know, I don't know, can you send an email up and be like, God, why is everybody on me about everything? You know, like, it was maybe a little, little touchy. So I have needed this time to just be in a totally different space. And I think it's been really good for me. And that included this book launch where it was like, I mean, the day up. And here's the thing. I really love it. Like, it's funny to me because, as you know, I really was kind of like, eh, they want me to write this tween devotional and I don't know. And I wrote it.
You
and
resisted that. Like, I mean, really, like it was your full-time job.
Yeah.
You resisted that for almost a year.
Yeah, for a long time. And I was just like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. And then I was worried that I was going to do it. And my real thing was, I was like, I don't want it to be cheesy and I don't want it to be babyish and I don't want it to feel silly or like, I don't know. And the whole thing came together and it just is one of those things where I'm like, well, God just, he just did that because like the whole thing came together. So and it looks so beautiful. Like I love the way it looks. I love the way the artwork looks. I love the activities because I feel like they're more realistic, you know, than a lot of, sometimes I feel like the activities are like knit a blanket where you can, and I'm like,
make a quilt.
Yes. Memorize 74 Bible verses. And then, so I really do like it, but it's funny to me because, and you know how this is, and I'm kind of like this with all my books, but this one, I really looked at it today because somebody had sent me something about a certain day. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to look at that. And it really is. I started looking through it and I was like, huh, I don't even remember writing any of this.
That is the truest. I mean, when girls will mention something about from All in All to me, and I, like, if I go back and look at it, I'm like, I have so little recollection.
Yes.
Where did that come from? Because, you know, I wrote that one right after Mama died.
Yes.
And so
you were in a fog.
I was in such a fog and there's so much. I was like, wow, I didn't even know I wrote about that. Yeah. How about that?
I know.
Something.
Well, and I think that's the thing about writing a 100-day devotional is by the time you've written like 40 of them, you're like, I can't remember. I don't know. You know, like I hope this is good. I hope I'm not repeating myself. I don't know.
I know. So, you're just staring at a pencil trying to extract some sort of spiritual truth. I mean, it's just.
It is. And I think that one more than any other, because all my other books, there's an audio version and there's not an audio version of Fearless Faith. And so I never even went back and read it other than edits, you know. So
right.
And that one, because the turnaround was so quick, like I started writing it last September and it had to be in by like early December. So, I mean, it was like a 2.5 month process. And so I think more than any, and because it was such a quick turnaround, my editor that I was working with at the time, I would send her a week, I would send her like five and she would immediately send me back the edits and I would do them and then turn them back. So I really hadn't looked at it for almost a year, So, so anyway, so I'm excited about it. I hope girls love it. Caroline's been doing it this summer. So I feel like if my own daughter's doing it, then it must not be terrible because she'd be the first to let me know.
I listen, that is accurate. That's accurate.
She would be the first. So teenagers are not known for sparing your feelings.
No, it's so beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
It really is.
So,
and I think there's really something sweet, and it's very, very different to write something for younger women that feels much, I don't know, it just takes up residence in just the tenderest little part of your heart. Not that you don't really want to encourage women of all ages when you write other stuff, but there's just something about, like, very deliberately and intentionally kind of looking toward the generation behind you and going, okay, here's some stuff that it would be good for you to remember that I love.
Yeah.
I love.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, just having a girl that age and for you working with girls that age, I mean, you just know, everything that they're struggling with and all the things that hit them every single day and kind of where the weaknesses are. And so if it can help in any way them kind of get through some of that, then you feel like, okay, that's what it was for.
Well, and I thought this about your book. I was thinking about it about something else today, but I love the whole notion too. I mean, you know, I can get a little bit motivational speakery about this because I get a little wound up about it. But, like, I love the notion of calling some young women forward. Like, I love the notion of calling some young women to hire and better, like, and equipping them to equipping them to lead. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I love seeing young women learn to not just learn that the Lord loves them, but to learn how to lead out of that and from that.
Yeah.
And so I think you've given them a really great resource to start to dig into that.
I hope so. So that has kind of taken up a little bit. Cause then when I realized that, that kind of took up the rest of my week. And then,
by the way,
and then we found out, okay, so here's a question I'm going to put out there to the podcast people. And I know that you will probably have some answers to this too. So we found out Caroline is playing in a soccer tournament. We're going to Disney for Thanksgiving.
What?
I know. We're going to Orlando. She's playing, and there's a big soccer showcase that's in Orlando in November. And so
that is fantastic.
I know. So we're going, but here's the deal. We can't really do Disney, and Caroline doesn't really care. Here's what we want to do. We want to do Harry Potter World.
You know, I've been saying for years that y'all would love it.
I know. So we're going to Harry Potter World. We're going Thanksgiving Day. So we're going to fly in Wednesday night, to get there Wednesday night. We're going to have all day to do Harry Potter World. So I need everybody's best tips and things and what we need to know to maximize, because we're literally going to have one day. So we've got to make the most of it.
Okay. So you're not staying at Universal. You're staying offsite.
We have to stay offsite. So
here's what I want to tell you.
What?
So you've got to make a beeline when you get in that park. You've got to do two things first.
Okay. I'm taking notes.
You've got to go to Hogwarts and do that ride because the line really backs up.
Okay.
And then you've got to quickly go get on the train and go to the Universal Studios part of the park.
Okay.
So that you can do the Gringotts ride.
Okay. That's okay. Okay.
So you got to go do those two things first. And then if you want to get back on the train, and the train is awesome, but get back on the train and go back over to Harry Potter World, and then you can do the other attractions.
Okay.
But I would go Hogwarts and Gringotts would be my first two things, because those are going to get the most backed up. But listen, Ramona Singer, kudos to you for going in November. Kudos to you.
I feel like it is the Lord's favor, because I'm like, the weather will be fine. Like, it'll be good. I won't want to die, and it'll be perfect. So I'm really excited about it.
It is one of my favorite places. And it's one of our favorite places to go as a family, Universal Studios. And I will tell you also, in addition to the Harry Potter stuff, the Jimmy Fallon ride is a delight and a joy.
Okay.
I think once you kind of do the Harry Potter section of what do they call it?
It's I can't even think of the Island of Adventure, right?
Of Islands of Adventure, yeah. Then you could really, I think, just based on Caroline's age and her soccer team's age, probably all the Universal Studio rides, because they're all so fun.
Okay.
It's funny because even just a couple of weeks ago, we were with some friends and they said, we went with two other families to Universal, not last spring break, but the one before. And the kids were like, can we please go back? Can we please go back before we graduate from high school?
Oh, that's so fun.
So fun. It's so fun.
I love that. We are super excited. I mean, Caroline has never been, you know, if you ask her, she's the only child in America that hasn't been. It really has worked out that we're going to be able to do this. So we're super excited.
Perry's going.
No, Perry is not going. Just Caroline and I are going.
Okay.
Yeah. No, Perry said, because here's what I'm going to tell you. So I told him, I was like, do we all want to go? Do we want to make it a family trip? And he's like, well, that's hunting season. So I was like, I get it, which is kind of what I thought. And really once the soccer part starts, she's only got 3 soccer games. So he was like, I don't really mind. And he's like, I'd rather be home. And we also got into a whole thing, which you don't want to let the dogs run your life, but to be gone that extended time, we would have to board them for really 7 days. But just because the way the Thanksgiving holiday falls, and we just felt like that was really too much to ask of anybody, even our vet. So, so if he had been dying to go, we would have made, but he's like, I could take or leave it. So I was like, well, then there's no point in spending the plane fare to get him there. So he is not
you
going.
And Caroline Shankle, I so wish I could be there the ride at Hogwarts is phenomenal. The Gringotts ride is phenomenal, but I just wish I could be there, like, to watch y'all see it. You know what I mean? Like, I just wish I could be there to watch.
Well, because you know, number one, how we feel about Harry Potter. I mean, I feel like we're a little fanatical. Like, I kind of feel like I was sitting there, because when I started looking up some stuff, I thought it's going to take everything in me for both of us not to leave there with magic wands and dressed head to toe in Gryffindor apparel. Like, I'm going to have to exercise some restraint and remember that, like, the next day, that isn't going to feel as appropriate as it feels that particular day.
There are tons of little souvenirs you can get. And I will say also, while you were there, we actually had a really good meal at the Leaky Cauldron, which is not far from the Gringotts ride.
Okay. Well, that's funny that you say that, because I think that's the place where when I started to kind of look up stuff online, and people said that their fish and chips are delicious. And I don't know if you know this, but that's one of my very favorite meals. So
yeah.
So anyway, I'm real excited. I'm like, that's going to be our Thanksgiving meal, is fish and chips at the Leaky Cauldron.
Yeah. It's delicious. They really are good.
Okay.
And so, that's fun. Like, it's just, you're going to love it. So I think, honestly, I think when you get to the ride at Hogwarts, I think you're going to cry.
Okay. Well, I might. So,
I mean, I think for you, I think to see it, I think it will be magical. I do.
Well,
maybe you won't cry. That might be overselling it, but I think
it doesn't take much. Here's what I'm going to tell you. It doesn't take much these days. Between having a daughter who just turned 15 and is starting her sophomore year in high school, and you know, life is it's emotional right now. So, I'm really, really, really excited about it. So,
And that's so fun.
I know. So it's kind of fun that, because it was like, if we didn't get into this Orlando tournament, which is like one of the biggest soccer tournaments that goes on in the nation, we were going to be back in Plano. And so if I have to choose between Orlando or Dallas for Thanksgiving, I'm excited that we'll be in Orlando.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's the other thing that's been going on. I went down a rabbit trail, like getting our plane tickets and doing everything on Sunday. And I had told Perry, I was like, I'm going to take a nap after church. And so he came in and took a nap, and like, he came out 2 hours later and he's like, did you sleep? And I said, no, I'm so wound up. I said, I've gotten plane tickets. I've had to figure this out. I've been researching this. I've been, you know, it's like, there's so much. I'm like, I got to figure it all out. So anyway, if anybody has any tips, feel free to slide into my DMs with your tips.
So for sure.
Yeah. So I'll know what, you know, we don't want to miss a thing.
Oh, that is delightful.
Yeah. So that's that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, nothing else is happening here. I've just been, I thought today, how many times have I driven the route between my house and school this summer? Because, you know, Alex did workouts every morning this summer at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And then did summer school. And then now they're in their, you know, they've started like their official practices. So I just took him there and I'll go back and pick him up in a little bit after I've already been there and back. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just, all I do is drive.
Yeah, I know. I feel like this has been my summer of being an Uber driver. You know, it's like to get them to all their stuff and it's back and forth and it's just a lot. I get it.
Okay. Well, what about as we segue into fall, do you have any thoughts for us about clothes or beauty products or anything that you're excited about? Oh,
what?
You and I, well, this is not a surprise to you. When we get, you and I are going to Chicago.
Yes, we are.
September the 8th for the Popcast Live show.
Yes, cannot wait.
And I was very emotional one summer day, because we were trying to get all of our hotel and all that kind of stuff planned. And David got home from work and I said, how many times do I have to be in the same city as Hamilton without seeing it? And I was just all up in my feelings about it. So I texted you and said, do you want to go to Hamilton when we're in Chicago? And you said, sure.
Yeah.
And you've never listened to Hamilton.
No, I don't know one song. I don't know anything. Yeah. I know not one thing.
But we're going. Yeah. You and I are going to Hamilton.
And I'm keeping it that way. I've purposely been like, I'm not going to listen to nor read one thing about it before I go. I'm going to go into it like I don't know anything.
I'll be sitting next to you. I'll just sob. I'll just sit there and bawl my eyes out for 2 hours.
Oh, I think it's going to be so fun. I'm really excited about it. It's kind of, I mean, I was already excited just to do the podcast, but now to add in the Hamilton experience, I feel like, hey, it's a bonus. I'm super excited.
I know. So I'm thrilled that we're going to get to do that. Yay for that. So I've got that. Like, I got a little email, I think yesterday, just saying like, hey, your Chicago trip's not far away. And I thought, oh, Hamilton, which I don't even want to think about it too much. Cause you know, I've had some Hamilton sorrow in my life before. So when I thought I was going to get to go and then I didn't go anyway, so I'm really excited.
I know. I think it'll be great. And I mean, I feel like it's so natural that you and I would be spending an evening in the theater. That's such a in Chicago.
But it's perfect. Like, it really is. It's perfect. And I've even thought about, because when we leave, like, I think our discussions will be hilarious. Me, who dedicated the better part of a year
to Hamilton,
to this. And then I cannot wait for your reactions. I really can't. Like, I can't.
I love
it's going to be so good.
Here's the thing, though, that I think is I'm worried it's going to happen, because I know how I am, is I'm going to fall in love with it. And so then I'm going to all of a sudden want to talk to people about Hamilton 4 years too late. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my gosh, y'all, it's so amazing. Have you heard about this musical?
Have y'all heard of Hamilton?
Guess what? We were super into that in 2016. But thanks for showing up. So.
Hey, you can talk to me about it. I still like to talk about it.
Okay. I'll be like, did you know there were books about Hamilton? People will be like, yeah, we read those back in 2015. But thank you. See, and
I don't even know if you remember this, but isn't it funny how things work out? So back when I was so obsessed with Hamilton, the first part of 2016, my friend Aaron Moon came through with a spreadsheet that was a tabbed spreadsheet of everything Hamilton she could find on the internet, from articles to interviews to YouTube clips. I mean, it was a resource. And I think, how funny now that we're going to Chicago to be a part of something that Aaron's a part of, and we're going to see Hamilton the night before. And I cannot wait for you to talk to Aaron about it, because I think they're going to see it on Thursday night.
Yes.
I think they're
Okay.
I think that's what they're doing.
I can't wait. And see, now I do remember you telling me that, but that was before I was as familiar. I didn't know Erin like I know her now. You know what I mean? That was kind of before Insta stories and meeting her. Or, well, I'd met her before, but I had not really gotten to know her like I feel like I know her now. So I have a new appreciation for the spreadsheet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That sucker is a, it's a treasure is what it is.
Well, you're going to have to pass it on. Now I'm going to need to see it so that I can, you know, do my own, you know, get my own obsession. So, now I, okay. So I'll tell you a couple of things about the fall. So far, okay, the clothes, what I have seen have left me wanting. I haven't seen anything yet that I just love. I mean, now there have been some cute, but I can tell this because like I've been working on Fashion Friday for the week and I, here's what I keep finding. I'm like, oh, I love that hoodie sweatshirt. That's a great hoodie sweatshirt. Those lounge pants look so comfortable. How about those?
That looks soft.
Uh-huh. Yes, that looks comfortable. But in terms of like actual fashion, I don't know. I just don't. I don't see anything. I mean, like there's now Limited Express. Do we still call it the Limited Express or is it just the Express? I don't know. But
I don't know.
Well, the Express, I have noticed it started popping up. They have some camo. I'm putting them on Fashion Friday. They have some camo jean leggings that look real appealing to me. And they had them last year too. And I never got them because I still had some camo jeans, but they have really, yes, they're on their last leg and it's time to get a new pair. And I really do like my camo jeans. I don't know why. I just, they're almost a neutral and I feel like they go with a lot of stuff.
Same. I agree. Like it's, we're still okay. I wondered that today. Are we still okay to wear camo?
Yes.
As a neutral this season? Is that still okay?
I feel like it's totally fine. I feel like it's more okay of a neutral than ever before. So I think camo is still going to be in. I think a lot of like prints are really in, whether it's a floral print, animal prints. I feel like leopard is really, I mean, I don't know that leopard's ever gone out, but it's like making a whole new, it's having a renaissance right now.
You know, I love an animal print.
Yeah.
I love an animal print.
Yep. Well, and I had to stop myself from ordering because Nordstrom had these like calf hair leopard heels that I thought were so cute because they kind of had a block heel. But I was like, where, what am I going to wear those with my lounge pants and my hoodie? I mean, like, I don't live a life that really wears heels on a day-to-day basis.
No, nor do I.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I haven't really seen, I mean, I feel like it's a lot of variations of what we've been wearing. I'm like, how many striped shirts with like an army jacket over it does one person need? I mean, it's the same, which I still like it and it's fine, but there's, I haven't seen anything that's groundbreaking is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I would say, I feel like the camo stuff and I don't know. And I feel like too, everything has gotten so casual anyway, where like, if there's going to be like, if there's a trend, it's going to be like, hey, now we're going to wear our jean hems frayed.
Yeah.
But we're still going to wear jeans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's not, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then, or maybe that's just because I'm just drawn to jeans. I don't know.
Well, and here's my thing too, is I really thought with some of my jeans, I was like, I have a pair that I thought, well, you know what I'm going to do? Go cut the hems off of them. I mean, and then I don't need to go buy a new pair. I can cut the hems off. And when that becomes not a trend, I can cuff them and you won't see that I cut the hems off, or I'll tuck them into boots or whatever. So I don't know. But
listen, it's almost like you're back in World War II figuring out how to make some things work.
Right. I'm repurposing.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah.
I hadn't even thought about doing that.
I know.
Like I could cut that cute hem that people do where it's like, it's like a V out of the front. I could cut that.
For sure you could. I mean, like that, to me, why are you going to pay another, you know, $70 to $150 for a pair of jeans that you can do that to your own self?
I just sat up. Yeah. Like, it was, again, it was like when I got those inspiring texts on Saturday morning. Y'all can cut now to the footage of me running down the beach.
With a pair of scissors in your hand. Getting ready to.
I'm feeling inspired. Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
I'm sitting here wondering which ones I'm going to cut up. I'm excited about it.
You're going to have to report back because I've got a couple of pair. I haven't done it yet because it's been too hot and I really haven't been wearing my jeans. But that was my fall plan, as I kept looking during the Nordstrom sale and I was like, I have those jeans. I just have to cut the hem off of them. So, you know, that's what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. Now I did, this was kind of funny. So during the anniversary sale, I bought them for Caroline and I gave them to her for her birthday. They're BP, that BP brand that Nordstrom has, and they're the Bryce notched booty. And I bought them in the cognac and I got them for Caroline. Well, they came in and the top of them is a little bit kind of flappy, like you could almost fold it over a little bit, which I actually liked and Caroline didn't. And so I had bought them in a size 8. I'm normally a size 8.5. Caroline's an 8. But then when she looked at them, she's like, I don't know that I really like these. I don't like this floppy thing. And I was like, okay, we'll take them back. Well, then I just thought, I'm going to see if they fit. Well, mm-hmm. they did. And I felt a little bit like Cinderella, and I do really like those.
Oh, now you know how we have long discussed how I feel about a baby.
I know you, and you know that we have long discussed that I mm-hmm. do not really care for one. But something mm-hmm. about these, they have a little bit of a Western look to them. Mm-hmm. And they have a chunky heel, but it's a little bit high without being a high heel. It's not a high heel. It's just high heel.
It's not a high yeah. heel,
but no. it's you could walk all day in it heel. But I think they're real cute. So I haven't completely committed to keeping them, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to keep them for myself.
Well, we will for sure post a link to those mm-hmm. because I've decided I need good walking shoes. I need wedges. I need booties. That's all I need. Yeah. All I need in my life. That's the only shoes I need.
Yeah. And I really, you know, for as much as I talk about booties and I don't like them, they're not my favorite. But at this point, they don't appear to, they just won't go away. So at some point, you just have to I guess it's a thing. Mm-hmm. And so I guess we're all supposed to walk around looking like goats. And so who mm-hmm. am I to fight that at this point? So,
right.
Anyway, and I will tell you on another boot note, and the podcast listeners know that I have long coveted the Sam Edelman Camellia boots that were at Nordstrom last yes. year. I can't tell yes. you, I really thought this fall, I thought maybe some women will be selling those. They'll be reselling them out of their closet, you know, like maybe I can find them on mm-hmm. Poshmark or something. It kills me because I'm like, they must be phenomenal because you can't find a pair for resale anywhere. They had a new Sam Edelman suede boot in the Nordstrom sale this year, but I think I said on the last podcast, it has a suede heel and I don't want that. I want the wood heel. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. if anybody here has a pair of Sam Edelman Camellia boots that they don't want anymore that are a size 8, 8.5, 9, I'm not picky. I would take them.
And you liked which color?
It's the camel color, but it's not, yes. a lot of people have sent me, and I appreciate it, but it's the Sam Edelman Victoria boot, which they have at Nordstrom Rack. It was now, that's the version from 2 years ago. And it has a darker wood heel. And while I so appreciate people looking out for me, those aren't the ones I want. So, mm-hmm. because the camel color is a little darker, it's a little more orangey, and the heel is darker.
See, in whatever footage it is that we create in our minds where I'm running down the beach yeah. with a pair of scissors very slowly, you are running toward me with a boot yeah. in each yeah. hand, a camellia boot in yeah. each hand.
And that mm-hmm. would be my dream come true. I really, like, true confession, mm-hmm. there have been a couple of fashion bloggers that I know had them last year, and part of me has really been tempted, because you know how a lot of those fashion bloggers buy so many clothes that they always talk about how they resell stuff? I really have thought about DMing mm-hmm. some of them and being like, hey, any chance you want to get rid of those Sam Edelman camellia boots you had last year?
Hey. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. That's what I say.
I'm not saying that I'm not going to do it. I just haven't actually. I've just thought about it so far. So,
well,
I don't know. We'll see.
I hope you find them. I hope you find them.
Okay. If not, maybe I can find a reasonable facsimile this year once all the boots are fully stocked. I just don't know why Sam wanted to make a boot that was that great and then not offer it again.
Have you considered writing one of your letters that you write in your head? Have you considered writing a letter to Sam Edelman? Dear Sam Edelman.
Yes. Why?
Since the dawn of time, I have been on the hunt for a boot that was comfortable, yes. yet beautiful.
Yes.
That was, but I you mean,
know,
why?
Yeah. Just, but you know what? Here's what Sam may say to me. Hey, those were for sale at Nordstrom for 6 months and you just didn't want to pay full price. And now don't you wish you had? I blame myself.
Actions have consequences.
I blame myself. Mm-hmm. I blame myself. So mm-hmm. anyway.
We'll all keep you in our prayers in that regard.
I appreciate it. It's nothing like, it's mm-hmm. not like cooking in a kitchen in the summer with no air conditioning, but it is my own personal trial.
Well, you know how I like to write about yes. the heat. We've talked about this many times. So I feel like, if nothing else, I mean, I love being with Heather. I love cooking for the kids. I love being with the kids. But you better believe I'm going to get a book chapter out of this deal. Like, you better know for a full fact that I'm going to get a book chapter.
I would expect nothing less, and frankly would be disappointed if there wasn't. I mean, I feel like if nothing else, as a writer, these types of trials in life are the very thing. I mean, don't think there probably won't be a chapter in mine about these Sam Edelman boots. I mean,
for sure. Well, and this was today when I was trying to have a talk with myself. Yes. I told my friend Jeremy that I was even as we stood there in the hallway, I was counting on the sanctifying work of Jesus to prepare me for such a time as what I'm about to experience. But I thought, well, I mean, I'll probably come back like with 10 pounds less of water weight. So, I mean, that's a win.
That's true.
You know, kind of sweat it out for school starts.
Well, it's like all the Real Housewives of New York last night were all talking about how, I mean, they wouldn't have chosen the Cartagena diet, but they all looked fabulously slim at Ramona's housewarming party. So, you know, you're a stomach bug away from your goal weight at all times. So
at all times. Golly. Okay. Was there anything else that we've got? I watched so much television toward the end of the summer that I feel like we're just going to have a separate podcast to talk about it. I watched so many things that I would not even begin to try to recap it.
Okay. I have watched, I've read a lot of books. I feel like I've been back on a book kick lately. And so I know, well, cause you know, I'm very cerebral that way. I've read several books, but maybe we can do a separate summer entertainment that we enjoyed podcast.
Did I tell you I finally read Crazy Rich Asians?
Oh no, did you like it?
I did. Yeah, I read it. I read it started on the plane when David and I went to New York.
Okay, yeah. It's good.
And I've heard good things about the movie.
Wait to see the movie. That's on my list, like for sure. I'll go see it probably the day it comes out.
So that's our kind of movie. I feel like if we could write a formula for a movie, that would be close to
yes. Oh, now speaking of, now there is a new, have you seen Kristen Bell's? I mean, I haven't seen it, but the ad for it, or it's up, is, well, first of all, well, I'm talking about too many things. Hold on. Kristen Bell has a new movie on Netflix called Like My Father, I think is what it's called. And it's she and Kelsey Grammer, and it looks like a rom-com-ish,
I have not
heartwarming
seen
drama-esque movie, and I just saw the preview for that when I pulled up Netflix last night, so I bookmarked that to watch because, you know, I love Kristen Bell anyway. And then what was the other one? Oh, and then the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Society, which you alerted me to on Twitter, is Friday. That's this Friday. Isn't it this Friday?
Yeah. Yes, it is this Friday.
So I'm super excited. I'll be piled up in that this weekend for sure.
Yes, you will. No doubt.
Yep.
That's very exciting. Mm-hmm. And I was going to talk too. We went to see the new Mission Impossible movie a couple of weekends ago.
Was it? Everybody just is raving about it.
Oh, it was delightful. It was very violent. Very entertaining. And like, I don't know. It was just, I just enjoyed it so much. I really did. I don't know. It only had one bad word in it that I noticed. It was violent.
Yeah.
But it was really good.
Okay.
I like those movies. I always like those movies, but I thought this one was really well done. And I don't know. Okay. I love seeing Tom Cruise do Tom Cruise-y things.
Yeah.
So, you know?
Yeah. It's when he was his best self.
Yeah. So I think a lot of the movie, you're kind of slack jawed really at how they, like the stunts are just crazy, but there is a narrative thread and a narrative arc, and it does make sense. It's just, I mean, it's really, it's beautiful to look at. It's, you know, the way it's filmed. So,
okay. Well, I can't wait. Well, we've got that on our list too. I don't know how many more movies we're going to go see before the summer's over. We have one more week. So, but maybe we might get to it.
Okay. Well, hopefully at some point next week, we can record another one of these. And
yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I will be around. It'll be summer, but it'll be our last week of summer. So we have a couple of things planned. I know Thursday is a day of essentially going to all of our back to school appointments.
Okay.
You know how you do. And then, and then that's it.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we will talk to y'all later.
I know. Bye, everybody.
That was very low energy. We will talk to y'all later. No. Hey, we'll talk
to you later.
We'll talk to y'all later. All right. Bye, everybody.
All right. Bye, everybody. Bye.